Hopalong Cassidy. With action and suspense, out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The Ring of the Silver Spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hopalong Cassidy. This famous hero thrills his 60 million fans with action and dangerous adventure. In the role of Hopalong Cassidy is the popular star of the motion picture series, William Boyd. And now, another exciting story of the early West. Melody of Murder. As the morning sun slips over the ragged peaks of the distant range, a stagecoach rolls along a dusty, narrow road bound for Pleasantville. Looking very pale from the constant rocking is California Carlson. Hopalong Cassidy at his side is pretending not to notice his pal's plight. The other passenger, a Chinese gentleman and evidently a scholar, dozes peacefully in his seat.
Doggone it, Hoppy. Riding this stage is worse than trying to ride a steer.
Getting seasick, California?
Well, no, but you're kind of losing interest in the scenery.
Well, next time we take this trip, Hopper will be in shape and we'll ride in style.
Yeah. Wonder who our Oriental friend is.
Why?
He ain't said a word. Looks like he's going to steer that every minute's going to be the next.
Your profound interest in me is very flattering, my friend.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you heard me.
No offense, Matt Messer.
Being the sole occupants of this conveyance, perhaps we should know each other better. My name is Wong Lee.
Well, Mr. Wong, my name is Cassidy. Hop along, Cassidy, and this is California Carlson.
Oh, you are cattlemen?
Why, yes, but our spread's 100 miles from here. The bar 20.
Say, aren't we going a little too fast?
Yeah, I noticed it myself. And look, hairpin turn just ahead. Better call to the driver.
Perhaps the driver fell asleep.
Driver! Hey, driver!
He don't answer.
Hang on, it's too late.
We are turning over! No!
California, you all right?
Good. Wait till I feel my ribs. Feels like I've been dragged through cactus.
Yeah. Look, our Oriental friend is out.
You think he's dead?
Wait a minute. No, he's breathing. Get him out. Keep that door open.
Take his legs. We'll lay him on the ground.
Easy now, California. Easy now.
He's sure heavy for a so small man.
There. Keep that canteen there. I'll open his shirt.
Here. Maybe a drink or...
What's wrong, Hoppy?
A little silk bag around his neck.
Bag?
Look. $1,000 bills.
Well, I never did see one of him up close.
I'll tie it up.
I bet this doomed driver had something to do with this. I'll give him...
California, save your breath. We don't have a driver. Those horses were running away.
No driver?
And look at the stagecoach.
I wonder how it happened.
Well, it wasn't an accident, California. Look at these wheels.
Broke clear through like matchsticks.
Not broken through, sawed through. And I aim to find out why.
Back to Hopalong Cassidy and our story, Melody of Murder. Hoppy and his pal, California, were taking the stage to Pleasantville when the stage turned over going around Hairpin Bend. They discovered the driver was missing, and while caring for an injured Oriental passenger, found 10 $1,000 bills wadded up in a felt bag around his neck. Upon inspecting the stage closer, Hoppy learned that several spokes in the stage wheel had been sawed through. It is 2 hours later in a hotel room in Pleasant Bay.
Who is it?
Pete, let me in.
Come on, get in quick. Where's the cash?
I didn't get it. I said, where's the cash?
Joe, help me, Red. Something happened. Let me tell you.
If you slipped up, you're a buzzard bait.
Not your Cassidy's fault.
Who's Cassidy?
Hop along, Cassidy.
You mean he tell you?
No. I slugged the driver like you told me before they come to hairpin turn, and the horses run away, and the sod spokes let go, but I couldn't get to the money because Cassidy was with him. I stayed hidden in the rocks, and I rode in the back way.
I stand to lose my spread, my beef, the whole setup, because you botched the job.
Why, I ought to... Now, wait, it ain't too late, Red. The Oriental's got a room here in the hotel.
I've
got
to get that money.
And don't forget my cut.
This guy's relative, what runs the laundry, knows this fella's going to buy a ranch.
Oh, selling in yours?
Yeah, you'll think so. But after he pays over the dough, he won't have no need for a ranch.
Mm-hmm. What about me?
Well, Pete, I'll tell you. After the way you botched up so many spokes...
Oh, yeah, I see. We're through, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that don't make me mad. Because I got a better way of getting the dough without selling a phony ranch.
I tell you, Sheriff, them spokes were sawed through slick as butter. Somebody tried to kill us.
Yeah, sure looks like it. They picked up Woody Watts in the driver this morning. Knock on his head.
Did someone jump in from behind?
Woody says he don't remember things.
Well, somebody must have been after the Oriental's money.
Oriental's money?
Thousands of dollars. We saw it.
Anybody else know about it?
No one else on the stage but us.
I wonder why he was packing so much with him.
Yeah, I wonder.
Got any ideas, Sheriff?
Well, I don't know. Last year, a fella came to town with a big bankroll. We found him out by the flats 2 months later. His money was gone. He'd been dead a week.
Did you find the killer?
Not exactly. I got suspicions, but no proof. The bartender heard him say he was in town to buy Red. She was rich.
Maybe this here could be another of them deals.
What makes you say that, Sheriff?
Well, the same cheater's in town again. I understand he's here in business.
Selling another ranch?
Could be. Yes, we'll take long to find out. He's bunking up at the hotel.
That's where Wong Lee stands. Might be interesting at that, Sheriff. Let's go.
I'll join you in the dining room right soon. I got a couple of little things here trying to clean up.
But... We'll take a look around over at the hotel. Maybe meet this rancher. What'd you say his name is?
Red Cheetah.
You ain't like to meet the gent.
Yeah, good idea. He might interest us in buying his ranch.
Right here at this table.
I'd sure like to sit at that there one so as I could look out in the street.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but that table's reserved. Mr. Cheever's be awful mad.
Red Cheever?
Yes, sir.
This table's good enough, California.
Well, it ain't my fault, mister. I just work here.
Nobody said it was. Where's that paper with the vittles on it?
You mean the menu?
That's right.
Well, I'll get you one, but I can tell you what we have yesterday.
Doggone, Hoppy, this dining room is sure all fitted out in style.
Yeah, music and everything. That fella plays pretty good.
Yeah, where's the darn piano?
Under those potted plants.
Yeah, music ain't gonna take the place of food. Where's that darn gale gone? Come on here, let's have some grub.
California, I'm ashamed of you.
You calling me, friend? Is there something I can do for you?
No, my friend here doesn't like to wait for his food.
Well, I don't blame him. The service here is brutal.
You sure wish he'd come back.
Well, I'll take your order, but hurry up. Because if the boss don't hear that piano going every minute, he thinks he's getting cheated.
That piano sounds mighty good. First class shape, too.
Ah, you play a piano?
Me? Not anymore.
He used to could, though, when he was a little button.
Well, it's all in keeping him in shape, you know. I retired it, and I ain't tuned it myself, and it's always first class.
How about some ham and eggs, California?
You suit me just fine. And there's only one more thing.
Yeah?
Get them here pronto.
Yeah, well, I'll have the girl bring them. I gotta get right back and get to work.
California, look who's coming in. Wong Lee, sorry. We're red-headed couple. Red Cheever, but my name isn't Cassidy. I'd like to know what's going on. Let's walk over to the bar.
Yeah.
How's this? Go ahead. Let me get back to this.
I reserve this table, Mr. Wong. You are a very considerate person, Mr. Cheever.
I ain't much for talking. I'm right straight out and fair, dealing across the board. The price is $10,000 for water rights, brazen, and 200 hills.
That's lying, Steve.
Your description is excellent, but as I told you in my letter, I must see before I buy.
Well, you see, I'm making it low, because I want to clean everything up today so that I can see a sick sister in Denver.
You have the title for Wong Lee to see?
The title? Oh, well, I can get that quick, but
Maybe you ain't got 10,000.
He's gonna have it wrong.
Wong Ling keeps his word. Proof is in the seeing. Here, in this little silk bag.
10,000 a man?
I do not make idle talk, my friend. Observe.
$1,000 bill.
Thank that gal is still busy back there. So... Hey, is that real dough?
Out of here, you fat bumpy.
Well, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it.
So you see, the money is here. But I must be sure.
Yes. Well, I'll go get the boundary maps, the water rights, and the timing stuff. And I'll meet you in your room in 5 minutes.
Very well. I shall be willing to consider this.
Looking for back in Eaton, California, Mr. Wong is a very clever businessman.
Well, that there grub was mighty good, Hoppy. Could have used a few more eggs in it, though.
Listen. That was one of the first pieces I played when I took the other lesson.
When you was just a little button, huh?
Yeah, that was a lot of years ago. Just to bring back my boyhood days. The early days on the old bar 20.
Yeah. Yeah, we should be getting back to the bar 20 with these harnesses. The stage leaves tonight.
Yeah, looks like we wasted half an hour evening here, California.
Sure be glad to get outside where I can hear something besides that piano playing. Why, he ain't let up for 20 minutes.
He's probably tired of it, too. Sounds like it.
Poppy, hear that?
Someone's screaming.
Sounded like in the hotel.
You're right, California. Come on.
There goes the clerk up the stairs.
And that's where we're going, too.
The sheriff's just coming in the front door. Come on, Hoppy. Get in the room.
Be right with you, Sheriff.
Up these stairs.
Right behind you, Sheriff.
Oh, he's in there. He's fine. He's dead. I rapped on the door and nobody answered.
All right, ladies. Get going, try.
What's wrong?
He went in his room just 5 minutes ago.
All right. We'll talk to you in a minute. Now close the door.
Well, he's gone for sure, Sheriff.
Whoever did it didn't waste time getting what they wanted. The little silk money bag is also gone.
Before we continue, here is a word from your announcer. Back to Hopalong Cassidy and our story, Melody of Murder. A Chinese gentleman by the name of Wong Ling was injured slightly when the stagecoach in which he was riding with Hoppy in California was wrecked. While Hoppy was aiding Mr. Wong, he discovered a small felt bag containing several $1,000 bills. Wong Ling met a character by the name of Cheevers in the hotel dining room to discuss buying a ranch and made an appointment with Cheevers for 5 minutes later. An appointment with death.
All right, just go on, Mrs. Davis.
Well, I brought some blankets about 5 minutes after the gentleman went in his room. And when he didn't answer the door, and I went.
I saw Wong Ling lying here, huh? That head wound, Hoppy. Looked to you like a gunshot?
I don't think so, Sheriff. The size is right, but no one heard a shot. Looks like we got to find a weapon made out of metal with a small hole in it.
Did anyone have gone down in the back stairs?
Oh, I didn't see him, sir.
Well, Hoppy, looks like we start this stretch. The fella could be 20 miles from here by now.
Or he could still be right here in the hotel. We can find out by checking with the clerk. I'd say the killer knows his way around this hotel mighty well.
Well, we ain't found a thing yet, Hoppy. This is the last room.
Yeah.
Nope. Nobody in here. Sure, I never saw such an empty hotel before.
Wait. Somebody's out in the sun without his hat. Or he's around somewhere.
Yeah, I see it. Lying on that washstand.
Cover me, Sheriff, so I see what's in the clothes closet. Lose something, mister? Well, come on.
I'm not killing him. I hide it really quick, oh, don't you? Did you know something?
What are you doing in here? Whose room is it?
I don't know. I hear ladies scream. Lily, right quick, you.
That's your hat?
I not wear a hat. That belongs to man.
What man?
I not see. I run in room as fast. Something hit Leeling on the head. Oh, belly by the bump. See?
Yeah, you got a pretty good clout there.
You sure you didn't get the clout in Wong's room when you were taking the money?
No, no. I not steal. Wong my nephew. He very good man.
This hat shaft belongs to a fellow with a pretty big head. There's some initials in the band.
Oh, that too. Can you make them out?
Faintly, J.C.
J.C. It is just like I thought.
You know it. You not make Leeling go to jail? No. Don't you get the go. Hold on.
Now, wait a minute. Arguing ain't going to do you any good. It looks mighty bad for you hiding this way, Leeling. So sure you're telling the truth.
Oh, yes. I not tell you lies.
Leeling, your nephew had $10,000 not over half an hour ago.
I know. I call on his nephew. We have a talk. He say I'm a really good man. Look, he give me $1,000 for my birthday.
Golly, it sure is. A $1,000 bill.
Where the rest of them, Ling?
No, no. I got no more. He tell me go on. He talk with man about he buy ranch. He make a bargain. He laugh. He say, man, think him fool.
You left, and what were you doing until you heard the scream?
I standing on the stairs and listen to pretty piano music in the dining room go, dong, 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 dong.
Oh, that's enough of that, oh, my goodness. I'm taking you in, Leeling.
No, no, I have to tell you all the truth. No, don't really.
You're taking him in, Sheriff?
Yep, then we'll go to the recorder's office and locate a ranch.
Ranch?
Mm-hmm. And when we locate the ranch, we'll maybe find a head to fix this hat. Come on, Leeling.
Watch that stage crash, but I got a hand it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a good clean job. And you're in the clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I watched the blacksmith shop. So I'm taking the Chinese lantern in his ear. Looks like we're in the clear.
I don't get you, Peter. I'm only here to see that I get my share of that money.
Well, I'm willing. You sure deserve a half of it.
Well, doggone, Peter. You fooled me. I was aiming to take it out of your hide.
Oh, boy, I'm a square fella, Pete. Come on, get it out from you. Take our cut and hit the chair.
Get what out?
Out of many you took off that Chinese fella.
Me? Why, I thought you had it.
Why, you double crook! Yellow double. Where's he got the money? I gotta find it. And hit the trail.
I'm facing a hell of a fella.
Blame the nose on your face, Hoplon. This Cheever's Leeling seems to get it.
Maybe you're right, Sheriff. That doggone little bump on Ling's head weren't born a half. Why should Ling take only one bill?
The way I see it, he took them all.
And Cheever's only give him one of them for his share. Why should he give Cheever's any?
Well, he could have just had it all. Doc,
got it,
Hoppy. I always bring up something for my reason.
I don't aim to, Sheriff. I'm as mixed up as you are.
Well, we'll soon know. Just over this
ride,
you can see the
pattern. And we better be mighty careful, too. Smoking this redhead out is a man's job.
Well, sir, I'm just the man that can do it, too.
But
be careful with that
pickgun.
I want this
horse
real life.
Get down. He's trying to shoot his way out.
Yep. He's hitting that horse over yonder
with
the cotton wood.
I got to wing him before he gets to that horse.
He's stumbling, Hoppy. That's good shooting.
He's quitting. He's got one arm up. Come on.
Don't try any tricks, Cheevers.
All right, I ain't taking for that, Cheevers.
I'll take that kick, son, Cheevers.
Two furniture.
Steve, who's Steve?
He's in the house. I tried to bring him in, but he fought me. I think he's done for.
Nah, he's better off than you are, Cheevers.
I didn't kill Wong.
Somebody did. Somebody who knew he had the money. And someone who knew where his room was.
That's right, Hoppy. I'm getting this Leeling fella and Cheevers together. And one of them is going to be buzzard bait. Then I'll have a bite of grub with you, Hoppy. Then I'm going to take that laundry apart until I find that little fake bag of money.
You're pretty sure you got the right man, Sheriff?
Sure am. She was a swing for doing away with that fella in the cabin, anyhow.
Doggone it, a fella gets the worst service in this dining room. Hey, how about some grub?
Yeah, I'm sure much obliged for your help, Hopper.
We're just about to close up, and I don't know where the waitress is.
Oh, but we're plumb starved.
Well, I guess we could give you a little something. What is this?
Eggs so high, with a slab of bacon on top.
That's good enough for me.
Sheriff? No, I ain't eaten yet. I'm going to have a little talk with the desk clerk. Maybe he knows what time this lean fellow went upstairs.
So, Eddie, how about a little music with the bacon loose?
Well, it's, kind of late.
Just one more thing. It's, relaxing.
I guess I could. You must like music.
I do. You know, Eddie, I took piano lessons when I was a kid.
Lessons? You're different than me. I never learned a note in my life. You know, music just comes natural, like.
Well, hurry up with that grub, will you?
Yeah, I'll be ready in a minute. Plenty of it, Jim.
Hey, you know, Hoppy, that lean fella never said where he was after he left the old man's room.
You just don't remember. But he was standing on the stairs listening to the piano music.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
I wonder.
Think he was lying?
Huh? Oh, excuse me, California.
You know, Hoppy, I'm sorry for one thing. I never got to meet that coyote who saw them spooks on the scene. I never got to meet...
You ain't listening. I'm listening, but not to you. Go get the sheriff, California. I think we can hand him his killer.
Hopalong Cassidy.
What's this California says about the killer? You know darn well I already got him.
I think I'm right, Sheriff. Come on. Eddie.
Huh?
Give the sheriff some money.
Money? What money?
That little silk bag of money you took from Wong when you killed him.
Well, I didn't kill nobody. I was playing the piano when he was killed. I got proof.
Hoppy, I don't see how.
Take off the front of the piano, Sheriff.
No, leave it alone. Leave it alone.
I think you'll find it hidden behind a couple of strings on the sounding board, Sheriff.
Okay.
I don't like nobody messing around with my piano. Go on, I ain't done nothing.
This is just a hunch, Eddie.
Wait a minute. There is something here.
No, that's just the piano. It's just
the way. It's tied to the string.
No.
Wait a minute. Yes, here we are.
Well, I didn't
get it. Too bad.
Well, I'll be
hornswoggled.
So, where's
the piano?
Yes, young lady. We're just finding out what made a bum note.
Bum note? Why, it was all right this afternoon when I was practicing.
But she wasn't even around.
Then you were the one who played that little exercise.
Yeah. Eddie lets me practice now and then. I'm learning notes out of the book.
Why, you sniveling little...
Come on, save your breath. You need it for climbing some steps to a hangman.
That blasted girl up in her yap.
Well, what's the matter with him?
Oh, nothing much. He's just going to jail for murder.
Oh, I see. He just...
What? Don't take time to figure that out, girlie. Just go get our hangman in.
All right. Cow folks are all crazy.
Hoppy, how did you know it wasn't Eddie playing the piano during the killing?
Eddie himself told me when he said he never took a lesson. The music we heard during the murder was an exercise.
So it was the gal practicing, eh? But how did you know to take the front off the piano?
Because Eddie took pride in his piano. And I knew it wasn't neglect that caused that bum note. It was a hidden money bag.
Well, I'll be darned. Eddie's music was his alibi and his giveaway.
That's right, California. One rotten apple spoils a barrel. And one bum note spoiled a murderer's scheme.